So how does this work? M1, M4 receptors in the cortex, hippocampus, and striatum are important in the regulation of dopamine circuitry downstream. So let's take a look at those more closely in people with schizophrenia. They actually have lower levels of muscarinic M1 or M4 receptors in these places. So perhaps by increasing the activity of the existing receptors, we can regulate the circuit to a degree where we can improve their symptoms of schizophrenia. Problem is, there are other muscarinic receptors elsewhere in the body, particularly M2, M3 receptors that are in the periphery. And if we agonize those receptors, we may encounter dose-limiting clinical side effects, particularly GI side effects. There is a drug candidate called xanomeline. It's a muscarinic M1, M4 agonist that actually improved psychosis scores in people with schizophrenia in studies done some time ago. GI side effects did limit further clinical development until someone actually came up with the idea of adding a muscarinic receptor antagonist to xanomeline. Now, the muscarinic receptor antagonist that was selected is called trospium, and that actually does not penetrate the blood-brain barrier. So it won't affect the benefit of xanomeline in the brain, but it does block unwanted peripheral cholinergic effects of xanomeline in the periphery.